This is Allie and Quinn on the Willow Tree Theater on air, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the best song of all time, one might say. Hello by Martin Solvig featuring Dragonette. Later today, Quinn and I, along with a few of our friends, are going to be doing a reading of a play that Quinn wrote last semester. And that play is called The Royal Branch of Public Education Presents In Memoriam, A Journey to the Ocean Deep, a play by Quinn. And so we're probably going to be reading that at about 4:30. And until then, we're just going to play some music. Not this vibe music, but this is what I was listening to as I was walking here. So yeah, enjoy the music and look forward to the play that will be reading in half an hour.
Straight face, yes. Wonder what your boyfriend thinks about your braces. What about them? I'm all about them. Six up, straight ace, cut them in the bathroom. So this is it then. I'll be here to win the friend. I will click, send, let's see you on the land. You're on the front, I'll pick up the phone. Then ring, ring, call them up, tell them about the new trends. So this is it then. gown for you to wear to the prom with Tom, the astronomer who'd name a star for you. But I'm the luckiest guy on the Lower East Side, 'cause I've got wheels and you'd wanna go for a ride. I'm a fool, there's no doubt. But when the sun comes out, and only when the sun comes out, I'm the luckiest guy on the Lower East Side. 'Cause I've got wheels, and you wanna go for a ride. And so are you. My car is ugly, but then I'm ugly too. I know you'd never give me a second glance, but when the weather's nice, all the other guys don't stand a chance. I know Professor Blumen makes you feel like a woman, but when the wind laugh like a little girl. So you share secrets with Lou, but we've got secrets too. Well, one, I only keep this heap for you, 'cause I'm the ugliest guy on the Lower East Side. But I've got wheels and you wanna go for a ride.
don't think of the one you love on the street. Don't look at the sky above. Hey, there's no one home. Don't expect nothing, 'cause nobody wants a lonely heart. Now, like a dog who's homeless and can't be sleeping, like a log, he knows that he's best off keeping out of sight. Don't expect nothing, 'cause nobody wants a lonely heart. And in the door, there's nobody coming through it anymore. But I'm looking through it too. Some other way, don't expect nothing, nobody wants a lonely heart. Yeah, do it right.
I don't know why. sheets. 4 minutes leak in my AC squeaks. And a voice from the clock says you're not gonna get tired. My bed is a pool and the walls on fire. I soak my head in the sink for a while. Chills in my neck and it makes me smile. But my bones have to move and my skin's gotta breathe.
Each generation makes its own apology.
I think that's going to be our last song because everyone's here, which means that we can start our radio play in a minute. But Quinn is setting up in a minute, for a minute. And so I'm going to read a PSA because that's what's legally required. Could you pass me the binder, Quinn? Or Holla? Thank you. Okay. PSA. Oh, okay, I'm finding a good one. This is the one that I always read. Hello, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So, take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council at WMFO. Thank you for this wonderful PSA, Ad Council, and U.S. Government.gov. Wait. What mic are... Quinn, are you... You're not reading, are you?
No.
Okay. Can you give... Wait, you're on mic too? Can you guys just switch... Wait, never mind. I'm just going to change this mic to mic too. Give me a second. Because...
Could you try putting the aux in to see if there's music?
Yeah, one second. Mic two. Mic four is off, and then you want aux on. Wow. Okay. Your guys' mics should be on. Do you want to try? Can you hear at all or no? You guys can all hear?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Quinn, do you want to introduce this?
Yeah. So this is a short radio play that I wrote in a class with Riccardo Giacconi. It's called Storytelling and Podcast, and this play is called... The Royal Branch of Public Education presents In Memoriam, A Journey to the Ocean Deep. It's a long name. But yeah, it's a little like Jacques Cousteau inspired, little Life Aquatic inspired. I was thinking back to all my old Blue Planet episodes that I watched as a kid. And also I've been very interested in like the early history of biology and that sort of thing. So anyway, this is a rereading. We read it once in class live. Almost all original class, except this time we have Sadi as the captain. And yeah, I'm excited to do it again.
All right. Do you want to... Am I just going to start reading?
Yeah, I'll do the intro music.
All right. The story you're about to hear is not a happy one, but one of a great bravery and of dedication to science and the fostering of a greater understanding of the incredible natural world we inhabit, the beautiful and the deadly. We begin off the shore of Portugal, 1907, on the deck of the HMS Haeckel, a Pearl-class corvette sailing ship, a research vessel for the first Royal Deep Sea Expedition. The following was recorded in real time from the ship's state-of-the-art electronic sound recorder on a wax cylinder. My name is Samuel Porter, Assistant Research Technician and Chief Audio Engineer for the first Royal Deep Ocean Research Expedition. We stand now on the deck of the HMS Haeckel. It is Tuesday, July 7th, 1907. It's a balmy 23 degrees Celsius with northerly crosswind of 17 knots. To my left stands the beautiful submersible, HSS Periwinkle, inside of which sit Captain Hank Merle and esteemed deep-sea biologist Anna Annings. We will now hear from inside the Periwinkle through a wire transmitter connected directly to the electronic audio recorder. Hello, Dr. Annings, Captain Merle, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Mr. Porter, loud and clear.
Yes, hello, it's quite a vessel we're inside of here.
Yes, it is. Captain, why don't you give us a description of the Periwinkle for the recording machine?
Certainly. Well, you see... As Mr. Porter mentioned, she's named Periwinkle, and a fine vessel she is. This here hole is 3 solid inches of cast iron with an outer shell of brass. That's what gives it that beautiful shine. In front of me here, we have our primary viewing port hole and 2 more smaller ones on our port and starboard for view of the propellers and enhanced navigation and visibility. As for blast and propulsion, the 2 propellers are powered by a steam engine housed below us, and the 4 air tanks positioned around the submersible can be emptied and filled with steam or water, respectively, to ascend or descend. A noble ship indeed.
Thank you, Captain. Well, if everything seems to be in order, I'll begin the undocking.
Yeah, everything's in order, Porter. Lower us in.
Whew. Wow. It goes down so far.
Feeling all right, Doctor?
Yes. I've just never quite seen the ocean quite like this. I have this feeling like I'm looking down off the edge of a cliff.
Sure. Feels mighty deep from way up here. Don't worry, though. We won't be going down too fast.
Hello. Can you hear me down there?
Loud and clear, Porter. Just passing 25 meters and continuing descent at a steady rate of 10 meters per minute.
Ah, wonderful.
We have just passed 200 meters, Porter. This means we've entered the... what is it, Doctor?
The Mesopelagic Zone, Captain, also known as the Twilight Zone. You can see the light beginning to wane as it travels through the 200 meters of water above us, almost like twilight.
Roger that, Periwinkle. See anything down there?
Not yet.
Oh! Look! It's... oh my... I believe that's a giant oarfish! There's something of the Regalicus family. Never seen one alive before. Certainly not one of this size.
Wow.
An oarfish? Doctor, could you give us a description of what you're seeing for the recording machine? Well, and myself. I've never seen an oarfish dead or alive.
Yes, well, this is a truly remarkable specimen. It appears to be about 7 meters long. It has a thin, graceful body with this beautiful red dorsal fin that runs the whole length of its spine. Its skin is a shimmering gray that flashes like silver when it swims past the lights. Oh, look. There it goes around the submarine. Look at all those long fins near coming off its head. It's like a lion's mane.
My God, what a creature. I've never seen anything like it.
See it there, Captain? It's circling around again. I think it's curious about us.
Well, I suppose I would be too if I were it.
Ah, there it goes. Mr. Porter, it's swimming off into the dark, moving in these big undulations like a giant snake.
We're passing 900 meters now, Porter. Still descending steadily, now 11 meters per minute.
Received, Captain. Everything's smooth up here. The transmitter's getting a bit fuzzier, but, well, it should hold okay.
Really is getting dark. 100 more meters and we'll have entered the Bethypelagic Zone. We've theorized that barely any sunlight would make it down this far, and that seems to be true. Oh, Captain, look! Do you see those flashes? There.
Oh, why, yes.
I think it must be light emanating from the marine life around us, from the bodies of the creatures themselves. I've always theorized this, but never thought.
Like the fishes? You're saying those lights out there are all fishes?
Well, fishes, yes. Maybe krill, or perhaps something in the metazoas of Philum. You see, Captain, we've pulled up specimens from these depths before, but so far, we've been unable to observe them alive due to the vast difference in pressure. It's been theorized, though, that certain glands on some creatures of these depths may emit light. I think we've just proven that to be true.
Good God. Fish that glow. Never in my 40 years at sea had I ever imagined.
Captain, is it possible to turn off the cabin lights?
Yeah, I believe so.
Wow.
It's like the night sky. A kilometer under the sea.
By gosh, what do you see down there? A night sky beneath the ocean?
Porter, it's the most incredible thing. There's thousands of fish surrounding us, or some other type of marine life, all blinking with some sort of biological luminescence. As the captain said, it looks like stars in the night sky. Truly spectacular.
Incredible. A magnificent discovery. Biological luminescence, you say? Oh, what a fantastic world down there.
Like something out of a dream, Porter. And As I'm watching more closely, it seems as if they're flashing according to some sort of pattern.
It's like a symphony. A choir of lights. Doctor, I wonder, do you think this is how they speak to each other?
Communication through light. What an idea. In an environment completely devoid of sunlight. Captain, you just might be right.
I wonder what they're saying to each other out there. Probably wondering what in the hell we are. All right, Doctor. I'm afraid I gotta turn these lights back on. Can't see the dials too well, and I think we might be approaching the bottom.
Yes, of course. The sea floor. What could it possibly look like?
Well, from what we've seen so far, I wouldn't be all too surprised to find it covered in fields of crystals with octopus farmers to boot.
Me neither, Captain. Me neither.
Approaching 1,800 meters, slowing descent to 6 meters per minute.
Understood, Captain. Your signal's growing mighty faint, but I can still hear you.
Okay, Porter. Well, hang in, okay? Almost there, if our gauges were right.
Oh my. I think I see it. Those faint shapes? They almost look like lakes.
Lakes?
Lakes?
Lakes, Porter. Great, shimmering lakes.
Can you explain this, Doctor?
I'm not sure. Perhaps, a difference in the salinity, saltiness, of the water, making it heavier, or a different, heavier liquid. Coalescing, but, Captain, they're so beautiful. Like pools of molten silver.
Do you hear that? That tinkling?
Yes. Sounds like it's coming from all around us.
Captain! Doctor! What is going on down there?
It's... I feel so strange. Almost...
It's pulling us. There's something.
Hello, Captain! Can you hear me down there?
Something beneath the surface.
Captain, you must. Those bells... can't think.
It's pulling us. I can't.
Periwinkle, respond to me. What is going on down there? Captain! Doctor! The line's gone dead. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? And so ended the last voyage of the HSS Periwinkle, and presumably the lives of Captain Hank Murrell and Dr. Anna Annings. I received no further communication from the wire, and when pulled back up, we found it to be severed at 1,900 meters in length. The world will never truly know the fate of those two brave explorers who sacrificed their lives to discover the secrets held deep beneath the ocean, or what they really saw down there, some 2,000 meters below the surface. But they will be remembered forever as heroes in the history of science. Thank you, Quinn, for writing that.
Thank you guys for reading that. Yeah, that was awesome to hear.
Quinn was all of the sound that was going on. Quinn was doing live on a tiny little keyboard that he brought.
So whimsical.
Yeah.
I'm glad that worked at the end because I didn't prepare the last instrumental section, so I was just dragging random instruments in there.
No. You did great. I have faith in your ability to come up with music on the fly. You've done it enough for enough of these shows, you know? I feel like that's our MO, is just...
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, you understand. Well, I guess we're just going to play some more music now?
Yeah.
Do you guys have anything you would like to say on air on WMFO right now?
I'm sorry I did a country accent. It wasn't intentional, and then I locked myself into it.
I like that accent. I was dating going.
I also liked it.
I have one thing to say.
Please.
If my dad is listening, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yeah. And if he's not listening, you can send this to him to listen to.
Yeah. I just called him before this, so he better be listening.
Oh, I hope he is.
He likes this kind of stuff. So.
Okay. Wonderful.
Maybe he'll call in.
Yes, you can call in. The phone number is on our website. I need to turn my body so I can see the phone.
No, don't call in. Don't call in.
Or don't call in. Just know that if you do call in, we're legally required to answer every single call.
Yeah, oh God.
Yeah,
don't call in, please.
Yeah. Anyways.
Hope everyone that goes to Tufts has an awesome spring break, or if you have spring break next week.
Yeah.
Hope it's good.
We're going to be gone next week. Mm-hmm. There may be someone in our place, and if not, our automation will just be running over us. Mm-hmm. And the week after that, we're going to be, if the script arrives in time, which I ordered last night, we're going to be doing a reading of H.G. Wells' The Time Machine.
Yes.
Ooh.
Another full cast performance with music and sound effects.
Yes. We just... Oh, big honk. We just have to find a cast, but that'll be easy. Yeah, we just have to do some texting. So, Audie, you want to be in it?
A day of, yeah.
You want to be in it?
What 2 weeks
notice?
What accent? Should I challenge myself and pick one that I have no idea how to do now? I'm not going to lock myself into something that's amazing.
You can do a random country generator.
Yeah, okay.
So in 2 weeks, 4 p.m., Saudi, you're here?
Sure, yeah. 2 weeks is more notice than I got these last 2 times.
Awesome. Holla, you want to be in it?
Of course. I'm
great.
Here.
Nice. Isaac probably
Isaac
back
will
with
be
the,
doing
the
sound again. You want to do it? Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll do sound effects while he does
soundtrack. You can do sound effects and he can do soundtrack. And if there's a narrator, I'll... be one of, I'm sure there's an either Orson Welles is in it or an announcer, mm-hmm. which I take the job of, I guess.
No.
But you know, I'm just trying to wait 20 seconds so I can give a station ID before we stop talking, so I don't have to go back on. And so in 15 seconds, I will say my last words, and then play 5 minutes of random music,
mm-hmm.
and. That shall be that.
Thank you all for tuning in. If you were listening,
yes,
we appreciate you.
And
oh, also, we've been posting all of our radio plays on the Willow Tree Theater on Air on YouTube.
Did we change the name?
I did. Yes.
Awesome. And Quinn's been doing these beautiful drawings.
Yes,
as
they
well.
All have little hand-drawn covers.
Yeah.
So if you missed an episode and you are curious what one of them sounded like, go check out our YouTube channel. They're
and
all
our
there.
Instagram, and our Instagram, which is. Either the Willow Tree Theater on Air or Willow Tree Theater on Air.
Something like that.
Something like that.
You'll find us. It's a picture of Allie and I.
Yeah. A funny picture that we needed a photo and didn't know what to do. Anyways, again, this is Allie and Quinn on the Willow Tree Theater on Air, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening to this wonderful little radio play that Quinn wrote, and this is a random song that is in my queue.